Hello. Yeah. I think in a modern society in Singapore, right, every June we have the Great Singaporean Sale, right? And everyone is encouraged to spend. And the country prosper because of spending. I think it's built on the Keynes theory of economics, right? In your talk, you said that we have just one body, we don't need that many shirts. And so, do you think is there a contradiction between the Buddhism theory and the Keynes theory by which our modern society is built on?
Seems like, doesn't it? You know, I mean, this whole theory that the economy should continually grow, how is that possible? Yeah, how can an economy continually grow when resources are limited and when population is expanding? Yeah. So again, I think this is pointing to different values about, you know, what makes life meaningful, and does a growing economy really create happiness, or does developing ourselves internally and becoming better people and letting go of our anger and our craving and our greed, maybe that brings more happiness than having an ever-increasing economy. Mm-hmm. So it seems like there's a little bit difference there in terms of what we value. Yeah. And since the end goal is happiness, I think we really have to stop and think, you know, what really makes for happiness. And especially, you know, as we age and our body can't do so many things, then you can't, you know, use all the material stuff that you have, you know, because the body doesn't work so well. And, you know, as we age, we're more and more going to have to have a sense of our own internal peace and internal contentment, you know, because your senses fail, your body doesn't work so well. And aging, if we live that long, is definitely going to happen. Yeah, if you die soon, you won't age. But, you know, that's not a very good alternative, is it? So, you know, the more that we can learn to you know, have a sense of well-being and satisfaction in ourselves, the happier we're going to be. Now, and I've really noticed that, you know, to watch how the mind works. And as soon as my mind starts thinking, if I only had X, Y, and Z, you know, as soon as that thought comes in the mind, there's dissatisfaction and there's unhappiness. Okay? And even if I go out and get X, Y, and Z, somebody else still has better X, Ys, and Zs than I do. Okay, but if instead of getting it, I'm able to look at what I have and say what I have is good enough, and actually what gives me more satisfaction is being able to smile at other people, or being able to love other people, or to be able to share what I have with other people, that actually gives much more satisfaction than getting things for ourselves. And I think, you know, Asian society, I think, you know, a lot of the values and are very good in that way. You know, teaching, you learn as a child, you know, to have delight in giving to other people. And I think that's a very, very good value. And it's really true, you know, that when we learn that giving makes us happy, then giving becomes very easy. And then the other person's happy and we're happy. Whereas when we only focus on getting, we always want more and better because we never have good enough. Mm-hmm. And it's really true, you know, this sense of generosity and what I was saying about, you know, giving to charities around the country or charities abroad. Or just, you know, just this whole sense of giving, it creates a different kind of happiness inside. And I was thinking about this because somebody recently gave me a small Buddhist statue. And last weekend in Seattle, we were filling our statues, you know, because we have this, we, you know, put different prayers and things inside the statues and then consecrate them. And it was a Buddhist statue that I really liked, and I thought, I'm going to give this to a friend of mine. Yeah, and so when I started to fill the statue and do the consecration, because I had in my mind, oh, I'm going to give this to a friend and, you know, my friend's really going to like it, then I was enjoying the process of doing this so much. now. And it was it was only giving a Buddha statue. I mean, you could give clothes, you can give whatever, you know. But just when you think of how happy somebody else is going to be to receive it, you have a tremendous sense of joy in your own heart, just even getting the gift together to give it to somebody else. And so I think often that delight in giving creates much more happiness and much more satisfaction in ourselves than the quote-unquote happiness we get from receiving stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's something to train our mind in.